Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and credit does go to the men and women of the Los Angeles Police Department and our law enforcement partners, but credit also goes to the mayor and to the city fathers that allow this police department to operate at full strength. We are a tempting target for cuts because we are so big and we consume so much of the city's budget. But that is a false savings. The short-term savings and the effect of the long-term on the health and safety of this city, on the ability of businesses to thrive, on the ability of kids to go to school, has proven once again that this is the right decision. Money towards public safety is the best money, the most important job of government. And I thank the mayor for recognizing that and allowing us to do our jobs. So 2011, as the mayor has told you, has been an extremely good year for crime in the city of Los Angeles. But for those of you that view the job as reporting the news as the job of reporting only the bad news, I'll get it over with right now. We had one more homicide than we did last year. Now, that's still lower than any other year since 1967, as the mayor pointed out, but we did have one more homicide than last year, and one more is one too many. And, you know, we want to be part of a city that doesn't suffer 300 homicides a year. I would like to, and I think it's reasonable that this city should have half that number, but that's going to take some time. We have to make some changes. We have to continue what we're doing in our focuses on gang crime. To give you an idea how important gang crime is to these total crime statistics that I'll be talking to you about, last year, 55% of those homicides, 170 out of that 298 homicides, were gang-related. Either a gang member was a suspect or a victim. That's what drives violent crime in Los Angeles. Almost 25% of our other violent crime driven by gangs and their motivations. Huge piece in Los Angeles. That's why the grid office, that's why what Guillermo and his intervention and prevention strategies in teaming with the Los Angeles Police Department, LA County Sheriff's Department, our federal partners, that's why that's so important. In the 3 years that grid has been active, these are the three best years of crime in the history of Los Angeles, in the modern history of Los Angeles. Finally, we are coming to some ability to prevent gang crime. And it's hugely, hugely represented by the mayor and the city's commitment to focusing the limited resources like we focus police resources where the problem is. That's a huge dynamic, and I can't emphasize that enough. So let me talk a little bit about these crime statistics. I know that's our general method at these beginning of year press conferences. I already talked to you about the homicides. 298 last year was 297, both the lowest number since 1967. Overall Part 1 crime, lowest in total number since 1957, lowest per capita since 1952. Amazing. Those are amazing numbers. Our target next year, the kind of the holy grail of policing in Los Angeles, is to break that 100,000 mark, to have lower than 100,000 Part 1 crimes in the city of Los Angeles. That will be an incredible accomplishment. We hope to do it next year. We will continue to work towards that goal. This year we finished slightly above that. In violent crime, total violent crimes down almost 7%. The crimes that people fear the most, robbery, rape, homicide, aggravated assault, in total down 7%, almost 7%. Rapes in particular, we were able to reduce rapes by 19.9% this year. Since the mayor took office, we've reduced rapes by 34%. In large part, this is due to the work of our labs at SID, the ability to bring criminals to justice, our elimination of the rape kit backlog, and some really fine investigators who work with victims to find justice in a crime that all of us find reprehensible. Robbery, the violent crime that many think is most indicative of the health of a city. You know, a robbery is the forceful taking of property from somebody else using either a weapon or fear. Robberies were down, particularly gang robberies, but in total, robberies down 8%. That's still too many, but a very strong indicator of the health of a city. Aggravated assaults. Now, aggravated assaults are serious assaults that rise above a simple battery. Aggravated assaults are important not only because they cause untold injury to folks, but because they are also the indicator of violent crime. Homicides are a small number in the total book of criminal business. You know, out of 100,000 crimes, homicides comprise 300. That is a very small number. Aggravated assaults, are the precursor to homicides. Oftentimes, a homicide is really a matter of millimeters. You know, where a round is placed, how fast somebody got to the hospital, was there delay in response of the rescue ambulance? Those kind of things have a huge impact on homicide. So ag assaults, you have to look at ag assaults as the precursor to homicide. And to understand the picture, you have to look at those incidents. Aggravated assaults were down 5.7%. Very positive indicator. Very positive indicator. And one that I think is extremely telling of the level of violence in the city. Property crime. Now, property crime, conventional wisdom says bad economy, more property crime. To me, that ignores what I think is the fundamental core of why people are drawn to crime. And it's community standards. And it's the efficacy of policing. Those two things are more important than the economy. And this community has come together and set standards, and this police department has become more effective. Those two things lead to crime reduction over economy, and property crime in Los Angeles proves that. Burglaries were down 2.5%. Since 2005, down almost 22%. Burglary theft from vehicles, car break-ins basically, down 9%. Grand theft auto, down 9.4%. And personal theft, and other thefts, in other words, more common thefts, down 1.5%. Total picture, and down almost 5%. So that flies in the face of the theories that surround the economy and its effect on crime. To me, it's the standards of the community and the effectiveness of policing that drive down crime, particularly property crime, in Los Angeles. On the far left, you'll see a couple of charts that I know that the mayor finds near and dear to his heart, and so do I, because they show how the levels of police staffing and crime reduction correlate. If you look at these, the axis here, you will see an exact correlation between the staffing of the Los Angeles Police Department, which has varied over the last 7 years, and crime reduction. Police matter. Cops count. You know, my predecessor says it. I say it. You know, it's not just the mantra of two police executives. It's the truth. And it's proven maybe better than any place else by what they experienced in Los Angeles. I think it's also important to note the city is drawn up into four different geographic bureaus, four large chunks of land that represent the central city, the valley, the west of Los Angeles, and south Los Angeles. In every one of those geographies, crime was down this year. There was no major piece of Los Angeles that suffered a crime increase. Central Bureau, the central part of Los Angeles, 7.2% reduction. Valley Bureau, 9.1%, South Bureau, 2.9% reduction, and West Bureau, 2.8% reduction. Really solid reductions that show that this is not just a neighborhood issue, this is a city issue. We have been successful throughout the city. Now, when you break it down even further into divisions, there are divisions that suffered increases in crime. None dramatic. Most of them suffered increases this year because they had great reductions last year. Crime, even though we measure it because the public demands it year to year, is better looked at over a longer period of time. And as you'll see, our bar charts go back to 05 and they show consistent reductions. And I think that's extremely important. If you show a one-year spike in reduction, you know, that means one thing. But when you show a continuous reduction, it proves strategies. It proves that keeping the strength of the department, that using CompStat to not only respond to crime but to predict crime is the absolute way to go to make a city safer. Lastly, I started talking about gang crime because it's really important to me. I spent my whole career working gangs and gang crime, and I'm extremely proud of this city's solution. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about our gang statistics. Now, you will see that gang homicides were up a little over 5%. That's 9 more occurrences than last year. Still historic lows, but a slight change from last year. But all the precursor crimes, the ones that we talked about, down significantly. Particularly, number of victims shot in gang crimes, down almost 5%. Number of shots fired reported in gang incidents, down 9.4%. And aggravated assaults, excluding assaults on police officers, down 9.5%, or 9.1%, excuse me. Those are the precursors to homicide. So even though we had a slight increase in the number of gang homicides, the other statistics show that the strategies work, and that we will continue to push those strategies and work towards the time when the predominant number of homicides in Los Angeles won't be gang related. Other gang crimes that we track, and we track more and more varied gang crimes than we do Part 1 crimes because I think it's a better picture and it's consistent with what we've done in the past. Rapes down 43%, robbery down 25%, carjacking down 33%, kidnap down 21%, shots fired into inhabited dwellings, in other words, drive-by shootings at houses, down 11.7%. Arsons, now these are gang-related arsons, are down 75%. Criminal threats, which is directly related to extortion, which is a huge issue in certain parts of our city, one that we strive to address, also down 7.9%. And extortions themselves, down 6.7%. Total gang crime reduction, 15%. So the strategies that we use work. We need to continue on these paths. We need to seek to expand our grid component. I know it's going to be very tough in this economy, but I know that the mayor and I both believe that the key to making Los Angeles a safer city, the key to making this to achieving our goal of making this the safest big city in America, is to reduce gang crime. And it's also the key to the future of our kids. And not just mine, because they're cops, but the future of all of our kids. You know, this is a mandate for the city of Los Angeles. You know, we are one of the origin points for gangs. We need to be one of the origin points for the solution. And I think that we are.